We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo arranged with his servant Benno to return to Venice in order to transport to China Marco's four mythical wives. Benno eventually understood Marco Polo's ruse, and he fell in with the scheme. Then Marco Polo told Toktai what he had done, and that young man repaid him by warning him against Akmet, a magician who had great influence with the Khan. Toktai voiced his suspicion that Akmet might have been concerned in the rebellion which had been brought about by Van Chu. Eventually, Marco Polo had the courage to warn Kublai Khan against Akmet, and the Khan became furious and stated that who harmed Akmet would harm him.
A most high, mighty, and gracious Kublai Khan, my son Marco meant no harm in warning you against Akmet. We hope that we have not incurred your displeasure.
I am grateful to you all, and I am showing my gratitude by allowing Marco Polo to send for his wives so that he may wed the Princess Zelana. I am also allowing you to accompany me on a journey through my dominions, and I have appointed Marco Polo governor of Armenia.
All this we acknowledge, and we are grateful, most mighty Khan.
Do you show your gratitude by speaking evil words against Akmat the magician, who is my friend? Have you made his acquaintance yet?
Not yet, most noble Khan.
Well, since you do not know the man, it is presumption on your part to speak against him. Akmat is the greatest magician ever known in this country. He has my fullest trust and confidence, so should he have yours.
I ask pardon for my son Marco's presumption, most mighty Khan.
You are pardoned, but you will come to my audience chamber in 1 hour's time, and there you will speak with Akmat. Some of his magic will be revealed to you. You will bring your servant Benno, and mayhap Akmat will send him to sleep and make him perform comical tasks.
Oh, most high, I am leaving today for Venice.
Enough. I have said that Akmat shall work his magic upon you first. I will expect you all in 1 hour's time. I go now to speak with the Princess.
You must guard your tongue, Marco. You're too impetuous. What right had you to warn the Khan against Akmat? You do not even know the man.
I trust Toktai. He gave me the warning about Akmat.
We must place a guard in our tongues, Marco. It's obvious that Akmat has the Khan's confidence. And mayhap he was not concerned in this rebellion.
I shall judge the man for myself when we meet him in 1 hour's time.
But what is to happen to me in 1 hour's time? Oh, this magician is to practice his magic on me. I am a good Christian. I do not believe in magic.
Courage, Benno. No harm will come to you. Think of the tales you will be able to tell in Venice.
As we are to go to the great audience chamber in 1 hour's time to make our obeisance before the Khan and his magician, I think we should dress ourselves in fine raiment for the occasion.
When am I to leave for Venice?
After our audience with the great Khan. We will speed you on your way to Venice, Benno.
Oh, I am a person of much importance. I am to be carried in a special litter to the coast, and a whole regiment of cavalry is to accompany me. They are under my orders, so I will be able to tell the people in Venice that I have risen in the world.
You old rascal. I believe you're looking forward to this journey.
Be sure that you'll return to us, Benno.
Oh, I will return, Master Mafio. But it has occurred to me that I might bring four beautiful Venetian maidens with me. Maidens who would be willing to say that they are married to Marco Polo.
Oh, Benno, you must not do that. You will return alone, and by that time I trust the Princess Zelana will have declared her love for Toktai. Now come, we must dress for this audience which the Khan is giving to us.
One hour later, Marco Polo and his companions went to the great audience chamber. There they found the Khan's special bodyguard drawn up on either side of a vast hall. At the end of the hall, the Khan sat on his magnificent throne, and by his side stood a tall, bearded man dressed in a flowing white satin robe. The bearded man held a large, purple-colored sphere at which the Khan was gazing curiously.
Niccolo Polo, Marco Polo, Mafio Polo, and their servant come to make their obeisance to the most high and mighty Kublai Khan.
My friends, you may rise. I give you welcome, and I beg now, bow before a mighty man, a true friend, and the Greek magician. Bow before my friend Akmath the magician.
We are pleased to bow before Akmath the magician.
I bow to the friends of the Khan. You are strangers from a strange land, but because the Khan is my friend, because he has made you welcome, therefore Akmath makes you welcome. I have been told that one of your number, Marco Polo, has rendered great service to the Khan. Therefore, I say he has rendered great service to Akmath.
I thank you for those words, Akmath the magician.
Now, my friends, you are acquainted, and Akmath will show you his magic. Tell us of that colored sphere which you are holding, Akmath.
This sphere contains a special mixture of air which is known to the people of some of your provinces, Your Majesty. If I were to release my hold of this sphere, it would rise to the ceiling.
What? That sphere would rise to the ceiling?
You will see for yourself, Most High. The people who make these spheres call them balloons. Look. Now watch, and you will see this sphere rise.
Look, Father. The sphere rises to the ceiling.
It is indeed wonderful.
Did I not tell you Akmath was indeed a mighty magician? What did you say the sphere was called, Akmath?
It is called a balloon. I will make you many such, most mighty Khan.
Will the balloon ever come down from the ceiling?
It will come down later, when some of the strange air with which it is filled has escaped.
Now Akmath shall show you more of his magic. He shall place a magic spell upon your servant, Benno.
Oh, I do not want a magic spell placed on me.
Come, Benno. It will do you no harm.
A moment. Mighty Akmath, this spell which you are about to cast on my servant, will it harm him in any way?
The servant will not be harmed. It seems that the men of the West set much store by their servants.
Benno is as much my friend as my servant.
He goes to bring your wife from Venice. You must miss your wife sorely, Marco Polo.
I will not talk of that matter now.
Come, let the servant Benno stand before Akmath.
Come, Benno, do not tremble. Oh. No one is going to kill you.
Be of good heart, fellow. Your litter and regiment are waiting to take you to the coast. It is not likely that I would have you killed.
Now, Benno, very soon I will place a magic spell on you so that you will obey my orders implicitly. First, you will sit here on this cushion by the feet of the great Khan.
What is going to happen to me?
Silence. Now look at my eyes. Do not turn your head away.
Your eyes seem to blaze with fire. Oh, Master Marco, I am afraid.
Courage, Benno, courage. You are watching me, Benno. Your eyes are held by mine. You cannot move. You cannot think. You cannot look away from me, Benno. See, I am holding the man's gaze. Let the Venetian strive to make him look away.
Benno. 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 Look towards me.
Benno, I order you to look at me.
Benno, do not sit there like a dummy. Look at me.
See, my friends, already the servant is under my spell.
Akmath, you are indeed the master of many marvels. Show us more.
Now, Benno is about to sleep. Lie on the floor, Benno. Place your head upon that silken cushion. Close your eyes and sleep. Sleep. I am the only one who can awaken him. See, Marco Polo, your servant sleeps. Try to rouse him. You may touch him. Shake him by the shoulder. Do what you will.
Benno, awaken.
Let me try, Marco. Benno, it is Niccolo, your master here. Open your eyes. Look at me, Benno.
Ah, you're too gentle with him. Here, let me shake him. Benno, cease this foolery. Open your eyes.
It is useless to shake the fellow. I have seen Akmath perform this magic many times. He is the only one who can awaken Benno.
It is beyond belief.
We must be dreaming. Never before have I believed in magic.
Akmath has more to show you.
Now stand back and watch. Benno, you may open your eyes. Rise to your feet.
He looks like a man in a dream.
Benno, you will now stand on your hands and walk along the audience chamber on your hands.
No, he cannot do that. Benno is no longer a young man. He cannot do acrobatic feats.
What?
Two.
Benno, how did you manage that? Look, he stands upon his hands.
He walks upon his hands.
And a droll sight he makes, too.
By my magic, I can make men do anything.
Can you make me do your bidding, Akmath?
I can make you do my bidding, Marco Polo. But see, Benno still walks upon his hands. Return, Benno. Lie once more upon the silken cushion. See, he does my bidding. And mark this well, you men from the west. When I put my spell upon any person, I can make that person tell me the truth. Nothing is hidden from me. And when I learn the truth about any man, I tell that truth to the great and mighty Kublai Khan.
That is why I find you so useful to me. Now break the magic spell which you have put on Benno.
Watch well. He will not remember what has happened, nor what he has done. You may awaken, Benno.
Oh, it's awake. Oh, I am awake. What has happened? Why do I sit here on this cushion?
You have been under the magic spell of Akmath, the great magician.
You are quite unharmed, Benno. Do you remember walking down this hall on your hands?
Oh, Master Marco, you jest. I could not walk on my hands if I tried.
You did it quite easily, Benno. We saw you. Now you have seen something of the magic of which Akmath is the master. But it is time for Benno to depart. He is to be conducted to the gates of the palace and then to be sent on his journey. Come, we will all bid him farewell. I will lead the way. It is an honor for the great Kublai Khan to bid farewell to a servant. But I am in a benign mood, and I'm anxious to see the wives of Marco Polo. So make good speed to return, Benno. Come to the palace gates, everyone.
Marco Polo? Marco Polo?
Yes?
Akmath the magician calls you. Let the others go to the palace gates. I would have speech with you for a minute.
What have you to say to me, Akmath?
Marco Polo does not like Akmath the magician.
I have not expressed my dislike for you.
Akmath is a great magician. He can tell when men do not like him. So be warned. All the enemies of Akmath have died. Better to have me for a friend than an enemy, Marco Polo.